that, you know, on our public website. And also, we still will run the meeting just like normal, except for the fact that any member of the public may ask the zoning administrator to be heard on any of the items on the agenda, and then later, there'll be off-agenda items or public comments at the end. We will ask those people addressing the zoning administrator to please not only give their name and address for the record, but to speak slowly, which I have to remember to do as well, and say your name and spell it out so that we can enter it into the record properly. As you are aware, maybe not aware, there is any written material must be received 24 hours in advance to ensure consideration by the zoning administrator. We have received some information, and I'm sure our planner, Mr. Kevin County, will be speaking to that later. Just a last housekeeping item will be except as otherwise provided by law. No action shall be taken on any items not appearing on the agenda. And again, our agenda is online at our website. And then, was there someone that wanted to say something? We heard. Okay. And then one last new housekeeping item. We would ask that people please put themselves on mute so that we can ensure that everyone can hear. And then just we would like to be able to be sure to extend a public, you know, public courtesy or some use some phone etiquette. So while others are speaking, please wait till you are properly, can speak freely and then be understood and addressed. So before we move on to anything else on the agenda, I just wanted to ask, are there any questions for those on the phone, since I can't see your heads nod in agreement with what we've said? Okay.
Hi, this is Erin Sparkle with Annalise's School. I have one question.
Sure.
Our council submitted a letter, however, was submitted to the county zoning administrator this morning.
And
I was hoping to find out if that will be not considered, or if it's been received and will be part of the record.
It has been received, and again, when the planner speaks to the item on the agenda, we'll open it up for public comments, and you can confirm during that agenda item. Again, that would be probably the appropriate time to also, you know, make sure that your comment is heard for the record. Any other housekeeping items or questions before we move into the agenda? Okay, hearing none. So the next thing on the agenda is actually the approval of the minutes. I just wanted to state for the record that those will be tabled till the next meeting. So I've heard another caller on the line. Hello, you've joined the zoning administrator meeting, County of Orange meeting. Would you like to identify yourself?
Yeah, this is Charles Baker, Caltrans.
Charles Baker, welcome. Is there anyone else? I thought I heard a couple. Alrighty, so I won't go through the housekeeping again, Mr. Baker, but I'm Larry Alonzo with the County of Orange. I'm the zoning administrator for this May 7th meeting. We are gonna move to the third item on the agenda. Again, everything's online, so you know, you'd be able to follow the agenda there as well. I'm assuming you know about it because you called in. So we're going to move it to our discussion items. We have one item on the agenda today. It's a public hearing, PA 20007 and PA 20009, a request for a coastal development permit approvals for roadway improvements in various locations along Laguna Canyon Drive. This is a 5th District item. And I see Mr. Kevin Canning here today, so I would like to ask you to present the item.
Thank you. For your consideration this afternoon is actually two coastal development permits relating to Caltrans' proposed improvements predominantly along Laguna Canyon Road and El Toro Road. They are four basic categories of improvements: drainage improvements, safety roadway improvements, shoulder widening and bicycle lanes and undergrounding utility, overhead utilities. This component is part of an overall, a larger traffic safety program that's been going on with Caltrans at the lead for as many as 10 years. And it's being implemented in steps in what you have before you this afternoon, which just represents some of the components in the incremental implementation of that larger program. The overall project that they're trying to do at this time is partially within the city of Laguna Beach and partially within the county of Orange. City of Laguna Beach in December reviewed and approved, gave an approval in concept for the improvements that were in their jurisdictions. The approval in concept is merely a different function based upon their local coastal plan regulations that are applicable to the projects. For those improvements within the unincorporated county, they lie within two different LCP areas. In the Newport Coast LCP, we've assigned the plan application CDP PA 200007 for that application and the improvements within the Newport Coast LCP, and then planning application 20-0009 for the CDP and the improvements within the Aliso Viejo segment of the Aliso Creek LCP area. So it's a single project, but within the county, it lies within two LCP documents, so we signed it two planning application numbers.
I just want to do a quick phone check or sound check. Is everyone on the phone can hear Mr. Kevin Canning clearly before we continue?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Mr. Kevin Canning.
Generally speaking, within this component of the project stretches from the tollway interchange of Laguna Canyon Road to a little bit south of El Toro, the El Toro intersection, and also some improvements within the El Toro right-of-way at that intersection location. For those improvements within the Newport Coast LCP, they're basically improvements along the side of the road, if you will. They are shoulder widening, drainage improvements, implementation of bike lanes, restriping of existing lane widths in order to improve safety and merging capacities. They are all within a planning area of Newport Coast LCP that actually discusses and anticipates improvements to Laguna Canyon Road. So those are permitted and are consistent with the Newport Coast LCP. The other components and the other LCP is within the Aliso Viejo segment LCP. It's actually a remnant of the original Aliso Viejo plan community, but was not included within the incorporation of the city of Aliso Viejo. This is the area that is generally in between El Toro Road and the Annalise School, and located on the side of Laguna Canyon Road. That area, this property is currently owned by the county, and other items need to happen to implement the project. Within that area is a proposal that differs from the original concept of the overall project that I mentioned that was envisioned by Caltrans some 10 years ago. It envisions providing a secondary accessway across what is in essence an undeveloped open space area now from El Toro Road to access the Annalise School. This is an alternative that came up as a result of negotiations or public review of the larger project and concerns expressed not only by the school but other members of the public and, regarding access, improving access to the Annalise School. This particular additional alternative driveway access was identified through that public comment period, and Caltrans subsequently did additional technical studies to determine if the addition of that accessway negated or identified any additional or significant impacts from the original environmental analysis that was done for the overall project. The county, in terms of its environmental review of this particular collection of components of the overall project, we have relied upon several of the previous environmental documentations that were done for the overall project and components of it in the past, including two county IPs, mitigated negative decks, both of which had addendums, and then also reliance upon a very exhaustive Caltrans environmental documentation, the citation of which is not in front of me, but it's in the staff report, that is well over 1,000 pages, and it includes within it the additional technical studies that were done to assess the addition of the Annalise driveway. Staff received two emails in terms of public comments after the public notice was done. Oh, let me talk about public notice. This is the standard noticing for a CDP project is to all property owners within 300 feet and all occupants within 100 feet. Well, this project site is a couple of miles long. So actually Caltrans stepped up and decided, knowing from its history in the project, public interest in it, and notification was done to all property owners within 600 feet of this segment, boundary segment for the subject projects, and also including all of the occupants within that area. So basically doubled the notification. The site was posted, and also notifications were placed in the appropriate locations here at the Civic Center. From those notifications, we received two public comments, and as mentioned earlier, a third one a little bit earlier this morning. The first email was from Elizabeth Harding, a Laguna Beach resident living on Sun Valley Drive. Sun Valley Drive is a T intersection with Laguna Canyon Road, approximately 3/4 of a mile south of El Toro. Her request was that heavy consideration be given, if not to require a traffic signal be installed at the intersection of Laguna Canyon and Sun Valley to address her safety concerns and those of her neighbors and businesses within that area. That is outside of the scope of this particular project. Not only is it outside the boundaries of this project, Caltrans and the county in approving this project, we could not include a requirement for a signal there until the proper traffic safety studies and traffic warrants were done to justify pursuant to traffic rules and regulations and state laws, the institution of a traffic signal, the installation of a traffic signal there. So we are not able to respond to that as part of this project. Second email came from Ms. Barbara Turner, and in summary, she expressed concerns regarding the turn of movements from El Toro into the new access for the Annalise School campus, and suggested changing the intersection of Laguna Canyon Road and El Toro from its current T intersection to a traffic circle or a roundabout. I discussed this response, this question, this suggestion with Caltrans staff, and they noted that this suggestion had already been analyzed as one alternative within a 2018 mitigated negative deck that was done on the larger project. Basically that the institution of the traffic's roundabout here would have significant additional property acquisitions within the project area and result in greater temporary impacts to the environment. They also noted to me that it would be likely, given the volumes on Laguna Canyon Road, that the utilization of a traffic signal excuse me, the traffic circle in this location would cause significant backup, perhaps even all the way to the tollway. Regarding other communication, staff received an email from Palmieri Hennessy and Leifer LLP, signed by Mr. Michael Leifer, I believe. I can't give a, I've been reviewing this, I've discussed it with staff, discussed it with our county council, with our right-of-way infrastructure people. And forgive me, the best I can give you is a, my best summary is as follows. It notifies and comments that this particular attorney's office represents Annalee School and the Coalition to Protect Our Kids and Environment, and that that coalition filed a lawsuit against Caltrans regarding aspects of the overall SR 133 project. And since the filing of the lawsuit, Annalise and the coalition have been engaged in discussion with Caltrans regarding the overall impacts of the project. It's my understanding that, and it actually states within the letter, that the coalition and Annalise and Caltrans are in general agreement of the new driveway location, but there are particulars that need to be worked out, ownership, width of access rights, drainage, access gates, security. And to respond to that, basically staff's recommendation is that we note this, it be made part of the record, but there is nothing within our recommendation for approval of these two CDPs today that would negate or make impossible all of these other negotiations between Caltrans and the parties seeking them. In essence, it can be thought of as these other conditions regarding details regarding drainage, the width of access rights, ownership of property, security gates, are in essence conditions of approval to implement the project you would be approving today. And it's not necessarily the approval of the CDP as staff recommends today does not eliminate the opportunity for those negotiations to continue to a mutually beneficial conclusion. And they also, the approval today does not necessitate to guarantee that the project will be built tomorrow. There are additional rights of ways, agreements, permits that are necessary to implement this project, and that are above and beyond in addition to the CDP approval. So staff's recommendation is based upon the findings attached to the staff report, with one amendment that I'll mention in a moment, is that the zoning administrator approved the two CDPs based upon the finding that they are consistent with the county's applicable local coastal programs and consistent with the previous environmental documentations that have been prepared on the project. My one addition that I would read into the record is that in three places within the staff report, one on page one under staff recommendation, on page 9 of 10 under CEQA compliance, and then on finding 10 of both CDPs, we insert a notation that the addendum to IP 05-240 also as one of the previous documents that was considered as basis of the CEQA analysis and approval of the project. I hope I have covered everything. Again, in summary, this project is one step of past steps and steps and one step toward other steps that are necessary to, for the overall improvements along SR 133. And those components within the county's jurisdiction are consistent with the applicable LCPs. And any very project-specific things, particularly with the Annalee School, are certainly still capable of being resolved and included in the project and still be consistent with their LCPs and still be consistent with the plans and approvals that are before you today. Other than that, I have nothing to add, available to answer questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hanning. I don't have any questions at this time. I would probably move to opening a public hearing and hearing from the applicant, if they're present, and then also anyone that's on the phone that wishes to speak. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and open the public hearing.
Sorry about my cough. I swear to God, it's not COVID. I've had a terrible allergy for months and months before this whole thing started. So I just wanted to thank Kevin for an amazing summary of our project. He hit every point that I
Well, we might all know you in the room. I need you to please state your name and spell it out for the secretary and address in the room.
Report to sign in.
Barbara McGahey, M-C-G-A-H-E-Y. And I'm the project manager with Caltrans for this project. And again, thank you, Kevin, you hit everything. I wanted to point out, absolutely, that's true. There are some uncertainties left in the project, but all of those uncertainties.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't want to be rude, but this is Erin Sparkle on the phone. I can't, if someone's speaking, I can't hear.
Okay, no, thank you for stating that. We have that chair over there, and you can, I can move a little bit so you can get closer.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
How about here?
That's fine.
So I was just saying, Erin, that I was thanking Kevin for summarizing the project so well, and he hit on the exact point, you know, that that while there are some uncertainties in the project, those uncertainties will need to be dealt with and addressed to both our satisfaction and to your satisfaction before we can put this project into the field. Caltrans assures you that before we can take away your access, we need to provide you a substitute access. So, and other than that, I guess that that this project is something that Caltrans and the county and the city and a number of people within the beach have been working on for a long time, collaborated, I think, in an amazing fashion. And I think that it will be a real benefit to the county and to the residents of Laguna Beach. So, any questions that anybody has, please, I'm happy to answer.
One question I would have is just to ensure that you have read the staff report in its entirety and you've accepted the conditions of approval.
I do.
Okay, thank you. As stated with the corrections as mentioned by Mr. Kevin Canning. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and state your name.
Hi, my name is Albin Fung, A-L-B-E-N, P-H-U-N-G. I'm a Caltrans environmental planner. And so I just want to mention that, you know, Kevin's been working with us for several months on this planning application for the two coastal development permits. And, you know, he summarized it very well. This is just one of many steps that we're going to go through. And I truly believe that we're going through all the steps properly, and we're doing the best we can, and we're being very collaborative. And we just look forward to, you know, making sure that everyone's happy with what we're putting forward. Thank you.
Thank you. So there's no one else in the room. So what I'd like to do is turn it over to the phone people on the line. If there's anyone that would wish to speak on this project.
Yes, this is Erin Sparkle, last name spelled S-P-A-R-K-U-H-L, with Annalise Pools, that's A-N-N-E-L-I-E-S-E, Pools, and the Coalition to Protect Our Kids in the Environment. Just want to incorporate by reference the May 7th letter from Paul Mary Hennessy and Leifer, which it's my understanding from Mr. Canning's comments has already been included as part of the record. I also just want to note that, of course, we want to be on board and supportive, and we are generally supportive of this project, but in light of the fact that we would be losing our access from the Laguna Canyon Road, if this project goes forward, we need an alternate access. So therefore, at this point, because we have not had a resolution of the conveyance of that alternate aspect, that being the driveway, we have no choice but to reserve all of our rights to oppose the project, given the lack of resolution of this critical issue. And that's all.
Hearing your comments, is there something that you are suggesting other than the information that you've provided? We've had the assurance from, I heard the assurance from Caltrans in the room. Is there anything else that you want to speak to that? I mean, obviously we can't broker a negotiations or a deal here today, but I'm just trying to make sure that I'm hearing what you're saying, but I'm also trying to ensure that you've heard what Caltrans has said, and is there anything additional that you would like to speak to the room on that as well?
Yeah, I did hear, I believe it was Barbara, I heard her assurance that, you know, before we can take away Annalise Gould's right to access our property, they have to provide an alternative access, at least that was how I heard it. And of course that's greatly appreciated, but of course that in of itself does not equate to the conveyance of a property right, an irrevocable property right. So that's the concern, is ensuring that if we are giving up our access off of Laguna Canyon Road, given that we have during peak drop-off and pick-up times, hundreds of cars entering and exiting the campus that need to enter and exit the campus, along with our school buses, in a very short period of time, we need a guarantee of this alternate access. And given that the conveyance aspect has not been resolved, it leaves us, as I'm sure anyone can understand, in a state of great uncertainty and, frankly, anxiety over pledging our full support for this project with that unresolved.
I'd like to turn kind of a question over to Mr. Canning, but before that I wanted to ask you a question. Are you familiar with the report that Mr. Canning mentioned in his overview of the additional studies or anything regarding this? I mean, are you familiar with that, or do you need him to speak to that a little more? Or
it's the Caltrans.
I'm looking at the one of the documents online, the planning report. Is that what you're referring to? It looks like it was prepared by Mr. Canning.
No.
Or is there a different document that you're referring to?
I was actually referencing the document that Mr. Kevin Canning mentioned for the environmental analysis regarding the secondary access.
Well, if I may, it's Kevin Canning. As I understand it, talking with several different parties over the past several hours, reading the correspondence, and as I tried to state clearly in the staff summary, the issues remaining over this secondary access are not LCP issues. They are very real implementation issues, but it is beyond the scope and authority of the zoning administrator or the regulations of the LCP to dictate that public land be gifted or given away without going through, you know, other regulations. Now, saying that is, the parties I've spoken to, at least here within the county family, if you will, are all very aware of the school's concerns and needs, and generally in agreement, but it's more of what method will those needs be met, as opposed to whether they would be met or not. And again, as I said, is the method of implementation is beyond the scope of this approval today. We are just making a finding that these particular improvements are consistent with what the LCP allows. How they get implemented is subject to many subsequent agreements, permits, lawsuits, and the like. And it is impossible for the zoning administrator to dictate what will happen in those future negotiations, just because some of those deal with other laws. you know, dealing with this dispensing of public land. So I basically, my summary is nothing today diminishes your concerns or your rights to enforce those concerns through the continuing process with the other authorities that will be implementing the process project.
Does that kind of address some of your concerns that you're raising, or do you have any additional questions on that?
Sorry to interrupt.
That's
this
okay.
is Erin Sparkle again for Annalise's school. Again, our position is that it should have been resolved, and we have made efforts through our council to resolve this, and we have not received confirmation of what, if any, rights to that driveway we will be given. And again, that as a school with a 52-year history in the community, it leaves us with a lot of uncertainty about whether we can support this project. I mean, it's basically, at this point, approving a project that deprives us of our access, our only access to the school, and the only access that all 400 or so of our clients have to the school, without a guarantee of alternate access.
So I have Barbara in the room. Erin, if I would, could turn it over to her to speak again on this item.
Thank you. This is Barbara. So Erin, Caltrans and the county are very, we understand why you're concerned. We're working together to give you non-revocable permanent rights, whether or not it's through an easement or through fee. That is absolutely our goal. We're not going to take away your entry, your existing entry rights onto the 133 until that is resolved. We have 7 years or 7 months before we're in construction for the project as a whole, and before we're touching your project or your area, it's another 4 years after that. So we do have time to come to an agreement, and we are not in any way trying to avoid your concerns. We're going to address them. One of the things that we need before we can really come to a settlement, I think that one of the things that might be really creating a it's an obstacle, is we don't have our title report yet for that corner parcel. And until we have that title report, Caltrans can't make an offer. The county can't, you know, decide what to do with the land. We can't craft something that will allow Glenn and Michael to come to an agreement. So what Kevin said earlier is absolutely correct. There's nothing in this meeting today that will diminish your right to, you know, to continue to ask for what you need. But we could today, you know, put paid to the project. So as you know, we have deadlines. We have to deliver the project in order to make sure that we have the money to go forward with the project by the end of this fiscal year, which is in June. So anyway, I guess that's where I wanted to leave it. We're definitely working together with the county and together with all the other stakeholders to address your concerns. Your concerns will absolutely be addressed before the current access is taken from you. And I guess that's it.
Well, I want to thank everyone very much, because I know there's usually a 3-minute limit on speakers, but I felt that it was an important enough issue to allow everyone to speak their comments, and then at least have the opportunity for staff and even the applicant in this case, you know, respond. So Ms. Erin, I'm assuming that those are all of your concerns addressed, and I just was gonna open it up to any other speakers at this time.
This is Erin Sparkle. But one last thing, again, I just want to reiterate that I don't wanna read the whole letter into the record, so I will just incorporate it by reference here by referring to it. Again, I reiterate that would love to support this project, but just cannot until there's certainty about that conveyance. I completely appreciate what is being said here today, but it feels like what's being said here today is inconsistent with the speed at which Caltrans has worked with us to resolve this very important issue. And my feeling is that if it was a priority, it would have been resolved before this hearing, if it was a priority. So I guess that's just where we need to leave things. And then the last thing I will say is that if there is some approval that's going to happen today, you know, despite our concerns, then I would ask that that approval be made contingent on Caltrans making good on the promises that were stated here today, meaning that the approval would be invalid, essentially, if Caltrans does not.
So I want to say thank you again for your comments. I know we've definitely exceeded over the 3-minute limit. I'm getting nods from the secretary as well. So I hope that, Aaron, you can appreciate the fact that we've given so much time to this issue, and it will, it's in the record, it's identified. My last question back to the planning staff would be, could you give me just a little bit of clarity on confirmation or understanding that the actual school site itself is not part of this project and is addressed in a different project?
The school site is within the city of Laguna Beach, so therefore it's outside the scope of the county LCP. Even its frontage along Laguna Canyon Road is not our frontage. It's Caltrans, the city's, to control. Again, the condition that the caller is requesting is unnecessary and irrelevant to this particular approval. Because it's not the scope. You're trying to condition it on something that's not within our jurisdiction.
Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that. Are there any other speakers on the line that wish to speak on this item? Alrighty, then I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing. Again, I want to thank everyone for your comments, and I know it does help. It's great to have people that are actively involved in these types of projects. I really understand that this has, been a long road, and there's several stages to where you've gone and where you've been and where you hope to go. And this is, just one of the pieces of that overall bigger scope. I'm kind of listening to everything, and I've taken all the information into consideration. I'm hearing from our planning team and staff that it's, this is something that we definitely want to put into the record, that it's something that Caltrans needs to work out. Otherwise, you probably won't end up with the project, right? So it's something that I need to have that be resolved outside of the approval of this project. The issues that were raised are not part of the LCP concerns or anything that we could condition. At least that's my understanding. And I got a lot of heads in the room nodding with me. I hope some of you on the phone are as well, or you can understand that or appreciate. But everyone's concern is always important, and I think it's important that, that we heard both sides and we listen and understand. I do really appreciate taking this big project and making it as simple to understand as possible, and I know you guys have all been working on this for years, so I do appreciate the staff report, the way it's laid out, and all the additional information that came in at the end, and then also the participants in the room and on the phone. So again, we thank everybody for your participation, especially during these times with COVID. But I am going to move to approve the project. As stated in, so we find that the environmental information as stated in the staff report, along with the findings, make the findings for the LCPs, the coastal development permits, both planning application PA 20007M009. And I will go ahead and with the addendum or added addendum as identified by Mr. Canny earlier in his presentation of the staff report, and basically move to approve the planning applications subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval with the amendments, with the additional agenda. So I'll move to approve that project. I think I closed the public hearing. I just want to make sure, so I'll just make sure I did, with everything else going on in the room. But I also do want to say, as you know, we approved this project, I would hope that you would all continue to collaborate and work together. Please don't have this approval be something that, you know, that we'll look back on and say, you know, we shouldn't have done that or we did it. So please just make sure that we do the right thing out there and you all work together to ensure that a school is up and running and continues to go when we can reopen after this hard time. Again, thank you to everyone in your hard work on this project, and I really appreciate that. Moving back to the agenda, I will move to the public comments section. If there's any members of the public that still wishes to address the zoning administrator at this time, we could take any off items, take any items that are not on the agenda, but just understand that no action can be made. Looking around the room, I see none. On the phone, is there anyone else that wishes to speak on an off-agenda item? So hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and move to adjourn the meeting, today's meeting, and the next regular zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for May 21st, 2020. Thank you, everyone. Stay safe and have a great afternoon.